Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, let's be totally honest. If this call was going the other way around here, we probably wouldn't even take it.
I know. I said, when you say get your man or whatever, I was like, yeah. And then I thought, no, see, if it was a 50-something-year-old dude going after a little 20-something-year-old female, I'd be like, gross.
Pervy. Yeah. But in this case, it's a woman going for
it
a younger
It seems more empowering when there's a woman doing it.
Well, mm-hmm. It does seem that there's a bell curve of interest in sexuality that starts much younger for men and gets better as women get older. Like, we should make sure that, you know, like if you had a pie chart and one started on the left and the other started on the right and they had to cross where mm-hmm. you, like, actually meet, I wonder what ages those would be. Like, where women are at their peak and men are at their peak. Because I'm guessing for men, it's in their 20s or early 30s. And I'm guessing for women, it's a lot closer to 40 or 50.
Are you talking about, like, sexual peak?
Yeah. That's what I just said.
I don't even think dudes are... Yeah, I think it's proven that dudes are in their sexual peak, like, at 20. 19 and 20.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah, 30s. Yeah, put us out to pasture. It's over at that point. And I think women, don't they peak in, like, their early 40s, right?
Something like that. And I think
I don't know what's proven, but it's just interesting where they two would meet.
I think it's also, there's got to be a correlation to in sexual confidence, because a woman doesn't have confidence in her sexuality until she's in her 30s. So for that, for her to just start, you know, out the gate in her 30s, realizing, wait a second, I'm going to take control of this, mm-hmm. then of course she's going to peak higher.
And I think it's more about desire. Desire changes from 20s to 30s. Totally.
In what way?
Like, for men or for women?
For women, it just increases more. Like, you don't want to do it as much in your 20s as, well, I'm experiencing. But you know what I mean? Like, I just really do think it changes. And I don't necessarily think it has to do with confidence or who you're with or experience or whatever. I really think that there's something chemical.
You don't think that it's like, I mean, women basically have been told their entire lives that you're supposed to be virgins and you're supposed to feel guilty about your sexuality. And then in your 30s, you just feel... You don't think that you just become more comfortable with, like, I'm not a hoe because I enjoy sex.
I'm sure it comes along with it. That confidence, I'm sure, helps. But I think it is physical. I think it's based in your body.
Yeah,
you hear that?
No, but I think it's a combination of both. I mean, but we just both present our points. Mm-hmm. I think women, their sexuality is so attached to their mind that if you're not free in your head, you're not going to be free with your body.
Right. Yeah, but you're free in your head as a woman when you get married. Because then all of a sudden, you go from not being supposed to do it until you get married. And then when you get married, you're supposed to be an expert at it. So I think all of that guilt or shame or whatever it is about sexuality goes away when you're married. But I'm saying it still changes as you get older.
Hey, Bridget?
Yes.
Hey, can you hold on 1 second for me?
Certainly.
Okay, and when we put you back on, I'm going to need you to talk a little bit louder, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to do things in reverse order here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to get Bridget on yet because there's a dude online, too, that even before we talk to Bridget, thinks he's the early 20-year-old something.
Oh, really?
That's funny.
Bridget may be stalking this weekend.
Hey, what's going on? I'm in my 20s, and I know that all the older ladies want me.
They want to do it.
My name is Jimmy, and I'm the Cougar Slayer. Welcome to my lair.
Say that.
Here is Joe the Cougar Slayer. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Yay.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, and you're on the voice disguiser, so nobody can recognize your voice.
Handsome.
So we haven't even had Bridget on yet, but you are pretty sure that you are the young 20-year-old something that our 50-something wants to hook up with this weekend.
I'm not sure. I've talked to a lot of my friends about this, and everybody says I should go for it, but I think it's kind of awkward. I've never been with anybody that old, and I mean, she's a good-looking lady, and I don't know how often this happens, if this would be... I don't know if she would call up a radio station to talk about it, but she's extremely interested in me, and I don't know if this happens to a lot of people.
Now, how old are you?
22.
You're 22, and the 50-something-year-old woman is exactly how old?
I believe she's 52.
And how did you guys meet in the first place?
Work.
Okay. So your coworkers?
Is that your principal?
Is she your boss?
No, I'm her boss.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. Okay, that's an interesting layer. This is going to be fun.
Now, don't you have the concerns that all guys can have, that women are just sexualizing them in order to advance her career?
I'm pretty sure she isn't. 99% sure.
Did she come on to you, or did you flirt with her first?
I can't really remember.
But you think she's hot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's your engaging personality that drew her into you?
He's on the radio and nervous and stuff. Just...
What?
So, is there a chance that this is going to happen this weekend?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of do, but I don't want it to be like I kind of at first wanted to do it just because I'd be like, you know, guys have records of how many people they've been with or what the oldest and youngest, and I don't know if I would want to do it for that reason and then feel bad afterwards.
It's almost, you know, he brings up a really good point. I want to mention this to women that you don't know about guys. Jeff, back me on this.
Go.
But I think that dudes have sort of like a mental trophy case when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
That each and every experience is that you have, you sort of put on your mental trophy case. So if you're a black dude and you hooked up with a white girl, that goes on your mental trophy case. If you're 22 years old and you hook up with – you have a one-night stand after a night at Five Paces, one-night stand goes in your mental trophy case. If you're 22 years old, you're sort of looking for somebody older because you don't have that trophy yet. And now that it's here, he may be able to put that in his trophy
case. It's like a giant – it's a giant game of Zelda. You're collecting the swords, you're collecting the gems, you're collecting the bow and arrow, and once you get it all, then you get to slay the master dragon.
I think for women, we put you in the category of, I can't believe I did that, or I go back and do that again.
And that's it.
Yes.
Agreed.
So, Joe, what is the, how old is the oldest woman that you have ever been with?
31, and that was last year.
Oh, you're crushing that record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said you're already physically attracted to her, so that part doesn't scare you at all.
No.
Is the awkwardness mainly from her age or are you working together?
A little bit of both. I guess I've had experiences before with work where it really went bad, and I don't want that to happen again. But once she's so, well, I don't want to say old, but older than me, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't start drama.
Okay, let's do this. I'm going to put you on hold. Well, let me ask you two more things. Your office is in what county?
I don't know what county it is, but it's
how do you not know what county?
It's up 985.
Okay, that's all we need. I'm just trying to get a fact to figure out if this is the woman that you think it is.
So, if it's and we don't come back to you and you do have this relationship, just make sure you're safe so you don't get any STDs like arthritis or Alzheimer's or anything.
Come on now, man. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold, Joe, because either way, we want to talk to you next week, because even if Bridget is not the woman, you still have a story to tell.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, so hold on one sec, okay?
Have a good weekend.
Don't go any. Go get your Jaguar.
Go get God.
What if
go get your git.
What if he? Wow. What if you're a 22-year-old and you hook up and you hook up with a cougar like that, you know, or a jaguar or whatever, lioness or whatever we're calling her, and he has some erectile dysfunction problems with her.
He's going to be like...
He's the one who can't perform.
She'll be like, oh, well, back to Johnny's Hideaway. Same thing there.
All right, so this can go in a couple of different ways. Either Bridget is the woman, and then we get to put them both on the air together at the same time here,
right?
Or she's not, and we get two stories on Monday.
Two different stories, right.
Hey, Bridget?
Yes.
Did anything that dude just said, Joe, the Jaguar Slayer, say anything that makes you think that you are the Jaguar that he wants to slay this weekend?
Well, I don't work with him because I don't work off of 985.
Okay.
I do live off of 985, but I work in Atlanta.
Okay, so it's not the same thing because
cool. Now we have
Joe
two
there.
Stories.
Is like, right, because Joe's hooking up with his boss, so it's not the same. All right, so what's your story then, Bridget?
Actually, I kind of go to a regular place that I hang out at, and a lot of the young boys, I guess I'll say, are always hitting on me. And lately here, I've been very frustrated and dissatisfied with guys my own age that I've managed to hook up with. And I'd say it was my own bad taste and my own poor judgment. However, not too long ago, I dated a 34-year-old. Probably, I don't know, we kept something going for about 3 years. And I kept breaking up with him because of his age, not because he was immature or anything. I just, you know, kind of felt, hey, I can't get a family. I'm not going to have any more kids, da-da-da-da, you know? And I kind of figured he needed to meet some girls his own age, too. However, the one-time thing or whatever, as far as that hurting a girl's feelings from what he said, a lady my age, no, it won't. If he's going to put a trophy up on us, we'd be the Grammy. I'm thinking this is like so wrong to be thinking this, and I think this because one of the kids hitting on me happens to be one of my best friend's son, and he got a bit carried away about a week ago and leaned over me at the bar, and I mean leaned over me, all his 21-year-old glory and all, pretty much stayed there until he knew he'd get a reaction out of me. And I just managed to say something to him, and I said, I said, you keep that up, and I'm going to end up scooping you up and taking you home with me. And he just looked at me with this devilish grin and just says, I bet you could teach me something.
Ew, but this is your, you say this is your boyfriend's son?
It's my best friend's son.
Best friend's son. All right, that's it.
And I was real tempted at that point. He's a doll.
But you've known him since he was in diapers, I bet.
So I'm thinking to myself, I've really got to meet some guys that are my age that actually don't just talk and think about it, that can actually perform.
Mm-hmm.
However, in listening to y'all earlier, I think men at about the age of 40, they start to decline in that area. I don't know if it's because they just don't care or they get too tired or if it's just their body parts just don't seem to work the same. However, women, I'd say, between 40 and 45, they do hit their sexual peak. And that's, I don't know. That's wrong. That is wrong. Whoever designed that did it really backwards. So I guess I'm trying to figure out, do I need to get advice from the listeners on some other places to go, and or do I need to consider taking advantage of what I can?
I don't know. Maybe I'm more liberal in my thinking. I just don't think it's a big deal. You're a 50-year-old woman or whatever. You want to hook up with a young 22-year-old something. You want to get a need filled, so do it.
I'm not comfortable with this.
Really?
Why?
Just talking about where to pick up young boys on this Michael Jackson kind of tribute day.
Come on.
Just makes me uneasy.
Well, we're not talking young boys that aren't adults.
I know. Just being funny.
Yeah. You're talking about consenting adult who's how old again? 22?
There's one that hits on me that's 21, another one that's 22, and one other that's 23.
Wow.
Oh, you should compare them.
My best friend's son, I definitely can't go there.
Yeah, I agree.
No,
that's
stay away.
I would totally screw up a good friendship. Amongst other things, being as he's a virgin, and I won't do that either.
Oh, no.
No.
virgin, virginity.
If you're a virgin, you're like 22 years old, and you hook up with a 50-something.
No, that is like, no.
It's a little bit like never picking up a bat, and the first time you play a baseball game, you're trying to hit against John Smoltz.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what it was about the word virgin that made all of this turn into like a World Cup soccer match audience.
Let him lose his virginity to somebody his own age.
There's got to be some men out there that can still perform. I mean, I'm convinced that there are.
Well, if you're worried about that, don't pick the virgin.
Hold on, I think I found one for you. Hold on. Hey, good morning, Ralph. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning. Hey. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Yeah, Ralph, Bridget is 50 years old, and she says there aren't any old dudes that can keep up with her anymore.
Man, she's hooking up with the wrong guys.
How old are you, dude?
I'm 61, baby, and I'm still going strong.
Ralph, you go get you some, Ralph.
Go get your Jaguar. Are you a married guy?
Yeah, she's got me pinned down, but I'm telling you, it's, you know, literally. Everybody says when you get older, once a baby, every night.
See, you know what? Wow. That's why he's still married.
Probably so.
Right? Right?
Is it still at the point
she's
where you're
happy.
Like, is she like, leave me alone already? It's been 20 years. Would you just leave me alone?
Well, she's 11 years younger than I am, and she's just... She's after it too. I just got lucky, I guess. I don't know.
That's awesome.
But I tell you, I got a beautiful woman, but I've been with her for 14 years, and we knew each other for a long time. But I was single for a long, long time, and you know, everybody kept telling you, "Well, you're going to reach your peak. You're going to reach your peak." I said, "Hey, dude, I don't know what's going on." I said, "But I'm not ready." You know, it's not happening, and it's just, and I know a lot of my friends are the same way. They keep talking about, well, what are they talking about, sexual peak? And I said, I don't know. I said, just forget it. They must be talking to someone else in a different country.
He's ready to go. See, so they're out there, but...
So where do they go? Where do they go, Ralph?
I don't know. He's gone.
I mean,
well, he's married.
Most of the people at my age, that at least some of the good ones, they're married and still married if they're definitely still performing.
Yeah, I think that's the problem that you're going to run into is that most people in their 50s and 60s are probably coupled. And if not, they're over at Johnny's Hideaway.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to go get yourself a young guy. Go trolling this weekend for some young guy and tell us about it on Monday. Go, you know that's what you want to do.
I just wanted to make sure. I know I think it's wrong, but then again, I'm beginning to think it's not so wrong after all.
It would be wrong if you went after your best friend's son.
Yes,
for sure.
That would be
or
for sure.
The virgin.
That would be so wrong.
And not the virgin, so.
Leave
virgin!
The virgin!
This is The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.